you finish working hard on the tools, take the easy drive home in the popular Renault Traffic, now available with automatic transmission. With great finance offers across the range, upgrade to the all-new Renault Traffic Auto. Book a test drive today. It's my business. It's my van.
I want to talk now in relation to the Hotels Association. Josh Landers is from Clubs. Now, Stephen Ferguson, they're in the same predicament, these people here. And Stephen Ferguson is from the Hotels Association. Stephen, good morning. You've heard Josh there, but you're in the same boat.
Oh, I agree with Josh entirely, Alan. From our point of view, it seems the government seemed to trust the big multinational retail stores with social distancing, but not the mums and dads running a family pub. It's not fair. These are good people and are always there to help others. If I give the example of the Cobargo Hotel after the bushfires, Dave Allen and his father, Tony, were the heart and soul of that community.
Correct.
They put on free events. They provided free accommodation. Cobargo is COVID-free, yet they aren't allowed away from their doors. All they are saying is, listen to our plans to keep people safe and give us a chance.
That's quite right. See, there's a real problem here, Stephen, about the chain of command. The job of health officials is to advise, not to decide. That is, government is here to lead, to weigh that advice against the kind of advice that you and Josh are giving to the government. You're not irresponsible. You understand the need, on the one hand, to protect health, and on the other hand, to protect business. Now, you've worked on an exit strategy, haven't you?
Yes, we presented that to the federal government, Alan. Unfortunately, a bit like Josh, we never had an official response. We had, you know, the announcements last Friday, but, you know, exactly the same as Josh. We are following all the principles set down.
So social distancing, you said to them. You said social distancing. You said we'll encourage and promote the COVID Safe app. We'd have staff training in safe work practices. You've nominated hygiene, capacity, distance supervisor. You'd have all that. Increase cleaning frequency of all the touch points. Encourage the use of electronic payments wherever possible. So all of that, you're not irresponsible. And no one even has the courtesy of acknowledging whether what you're proposing is acceptable or not.
No, Alan, and we understand it's a question of balance. We need to make sure people are safe. We have a plan to keep people safe, and we just want to be able to sit down with governments and health officers to walk through those plans.
Look, let me ask you the ugliest of questions. You're representing the Hotels Association. How many of these people can... You've got about, what, 5,000 members?
Yes.
How many can survive?
I don't know, Alan, but what I can tell you is every month the average country pub is racking up debts of $30,000 whilst they don't have income. I don't know how long that can go on for, but these people are now putting their homes at risk and they don't know how long they can hang on for.
It's an awful, awful set of circumstances. Stephen, I will we'll be in touch with you on both of you. People are singing off the same songbook here. And I'll see if someone in government can make an appropriate response. Common sense would tell you there is no reason why you can't proceed. You have proposed very, very significant and safe practices, which on the one hand minister to health and on the other hand minister to economic activity. We've lost our way a bit, Stephen, here, haven't we? I mean, at the beginning, way back, I talked about the trifecta. We were going to, on the one hand, protect the vulnerable, on the one hand, keep business in business, and on the third, to keep people at work in work. We've lost sight of the last two, haven't we?
That's right, Alan. I mean, the health side of the equation is paramount, but we need to be looking towards enabling business to provide jobs. As the Prime Minister says, all jobs are essential, and we believe that all businesses are essential to provide those jobs.
Good on you. Hang in there. We'll keep in touch, eh? My thoughts are with all your members. Stephen Ferguson, the National CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. Rough stuff, isn't it? 4 to 8.
Osteoporosis? Pretty sure that's an old lady's disease.
Actually, osteoporosis can affect men and women from as young as 50. Ask your doctor about a bone density scan or find out more at thebigo.com.au.